Plugged In is a show that helps to build and inspire our youth. This show highlights and finds solutions to the difficulties that teens and young adults face today. We will open the eyes of our youth and show them that the world is waiting for them to explore. Make sure that you are plugged in as we work together to find solutions to empower ourselves. The error of youth is to believe that intelligence is a substitute for experience, while the error of age is to believe experience is a substitute for intelligence. Ernest Hemingway quotes, "Get plugged in with Chelsea Francois every first and second Wednesday of each month here on the Freedom Train." Hello, today we have Ms. Stone Franklin with us, and she's going to speak to us about how she started her business and how some of the difficulties that she may have faced being that she's young and all. So, hi, Stone.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak today.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're on the show. When did you first realize you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I think I always had that drive to work for myself because, like, I would work for other people, and then for a while I like it, and then I have the urge to do more than just my typical position. And even as a young girl, like, my first managing position was at 17. So after my first manager position at 17, every other job that I had after that was a manager position. So I think I always had that drive to be an entrepreneur, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how did you get the vision for your business?
The vision for my business, are you talking about as far as how did I get to the point of selling cupcakes or what?
I'm talking about that and also how did it flourish into what you want it to be?
Okay, when I was in high school, I think at East Garrison High School, one day I was there and I made cupcakes for the end of the school year party. And everybody loved my cupcakes. And so I was like, okay, well, I have no money, so I can sell these cupcakes for 50 cents. And everyone loved the cupcakes that I sold. So I was like, okay, maybe I can make this a habit. And so I just started selling them every day. Like, I bring, like, 24 or 48 cupcakes to school one day, and then they all sell out. Now, beginning of school, I just thought it was just going to be like a regular, you know, buy-sell thing because everybody sold something at school. Like, and so eventually I went to FAMU and I got into business administration, SBI. And from there, I got in this leadership management class, and this taught me so much about how to be you and own a business. And so from there, I just, as time went on, I got more and more ideas, and that's how it got created. And literally, I just go out and network and talk to people, and people, sometimes they'll give you more ideas than you can think of. And so that's really how it came about.
Okay, and what are some of the most surprising things you've learned in creating your business?
The most surprising thing that I've learned is some people can be so supportive. Like, most people talk about how when they start their business that they didn't have any support and most people didn't help them at all. But surprisingly, like, my hometown from Quincy, Florida, like, so many people there have helped me and promoted me and helped me buy things. And the support has really surprised me. Like, the willingness from other people that I don't even know has surprised me to help me start my business. So that's one huge thing.
Okay, and how did you land the contract to be in the New Tallahassee Mall with the Urban Food Market?
Literally one night, I did not want to do my homework. And so when I don't want to do my homework, I find other things to do. So I got my roommate, and I said, okay, let's go job hunting. I didn't need a job because I got a job. But I was like, let's go job hunting because I don't want to do my homework. So we went to various places like McDonald's and other restaurants or whatnot. And we ended up going to Tallahassee Mall. And we went to AMC. And this man there at AMC, I was like, hey, are y'all guys hiring? He was like, no, we're not hiring. But I heard the Urban Food Market is. So I said, okay, well, let me go check them out. So I went over there to the Urban Food Market. It's a whole bunch of Italian guys. They're talking in Italian. The place looked great and everything. And then I saw that they had, like, an ice cream shop. I'm like, how you going to have ice cream without any desserts, like bread or anything, no cake? And so I'm like, hey, well, I'm not doing anything, so it's worth a shot. So I went to him. I said, hey, look at my cupcakes. Look what I know how to do. And so they started talking in Italian. They was like, oh, delicious, delicious, and all of this. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And so he was like, wow, you made that? And I was like, yes, I made it. And he was like, okay, well, come in one day for a sampling. He's like, no rush, whenever you have time. So I was like, okay, perfect, no problem. So a week later, I went up there with some samples. I did my best. They looked so good. I did my best. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and we talked, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to get you in here. When do you want to come or whatever? We have this event going on. And so I was like, okay, cool, cool. So last Sunday was my first time going there, and it was amazing. And from that one day, he was like, he's going to determine if I can come back or not. And so everyone loved him. And so from that point on, he was like, okay, I can come in there every weekend, and once I get more and more people, I can do it on a weekly basis. So that's just how that happened.
Oh, wow. That's like a surprise.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But when I think about what happened, I'm always reminded of what my dean says, Dean Friday Style, and she always says, "Look without preparation. Opportunity is hold on, let me get it straight. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. That's there you go. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation, and so." I had the opportunity, and I was already prepared with my pictures, my photos. So there goes my look.
Wow, and that reminds me of the interview before yours was with Miss Rashida Marshall, and she was saying to take risks, do what you're afraid of, and what you love, because everything works out the way they should. So that just reminds me of that, of how you chose to do what you love. And, you know, I know talking to people you don't know can be scary sometimes, so just, you know, putting yourself out there got you a major opportunity.
Yes, definitely. Like, I think too many times we are taught to stay in the box and not take risk. But I feel like the only way you can be who you really are is by taking a risk. Because everybody can be just alike. But it takes a strong and bold person to be different.
Yeah. So, being a young entrepreneur in the business world, what are some maybe problems that you face or some successes that you face being, you know, so young and trying to pursue what you want to do?
Some risk. Okay. One risk is time management, because I'm still in school. So it's like, how do I manage everything? And so I have a test this week, but then I've got to make cupcakes for this person this week. So it's just one of the struggles is time managing, and another struggle is pricing. I have a huge problem with pricing because some people my age feel like, hey, we're the same age, why are you charging us so much or whatnot?
Yeah.
And another problem is that's definitely a problem, pricing, and another problem is financial. Because I'm still in school, of course, you know, struggling college student story, so that's another problem. But other than that, everything else is great. Those are just some three major problems that can be solved, you know, easily.
Yeah, but with So Tyson, I'm not an entrepreneur, but I'm just saying, you know your product, you know the value of your product, and you know how much time and effort you put into
making,
you know what you love, how it looks. So honestly, you set your price, and if someone doesn't think it's worth that price, then we just going to keep it moving because you put a lot of time into what your craft. You put a lot of time into what you do.
That's exactly. I talked to my professor about that. I was like, well, some people say mine is too high. And I'm like, it's not even that much money. And she was like, well, if they think your product is too much money, then that's not your customer. Like, that's not your customer. And you don't cater to the people that complain about your prices because they don't value your work.
Yeah, that's the truth. So... what experiences would you say affected the person you are today the most?
Experiences that affected me? That's a huge question. it's a lot of stuff that affected me. First, growing up in a small town, Quincy, Florida. Mm-hmm. of course... like, I don't know, the environment in Quincy make you such a friendly person, like a friendly, giving, caring person that always, you know, going the extra mile to help your brother or your sister out. That definitely helps me and mold me. Definitely the guidance and counsel of teachers and people around me, especially my mother. It's just... I don't know, like, you know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. So, like, literally, that's me. Like, if it wasn't for the people that was around me and, like, some of the experiences that I went through, such as high school really taught me who I was. I was in the academy, Gas and Leadership and Law Academy. And while I was in the academy, that's the academy where you train to be a correctional officer. And by the time you graduate, you can be a correctional officer making about $40,000 a year. So I was in the class 2014. My class did not train for some odd reason. And so during that time, we was fighting like the issue, like pushing the issue, like why aren't we training? We're going to the school board officials and everything, asking them what's going on. So during that process, I learned how to speak out. Downfall helped me, mold me, shape me, speak out for what I believe in and stand for, and don't be so passive, but try to get to the bottom of whatever situation you face. And I think that's a huge thing that molded me, because now I don't let anything go. Like, I don't just take no for an answer. Like, you cannot just tell me no without a valid reason. Like, I demand some kind of explanation for whatever action you did or whatever.
Okay, and how big do you plan on making your businesses? Do you plan on it being a local shop, or do you plan it on becoming as big as Auntie Anne's, where it's a major franchise?
I plan on making it big. If you're going to do something, make sure you do it big. I got a big vision. Like, first, I'm in Tallahassee right now, but I got to take it back home to Quincy. I plan on having a drive-through cupcake place. So, and I just want to take it all across the world, like in every city, even international. Like, I think one day my vision is to go international, and I think that can happen.
It could, definitely, because every business that's international now started off as a storefront, so... It didn't just start overnight with 300 different locations. So,
exactly.
So what would you say makes your business different from others like it?
My business is different from others because I stand on morals or whatnot. And so me, I'm real kid-centered. And so what my business does for each surrounding schools, like Leon County, Gaston County, what I do is I give the kids some kind of certificate, and they come in every day, not every day, but every week, with, say, a test that they made a good grade on. Say they shoot for an A and they got an A on the test. So every week a child can come in and show me their grade on the test, and, like, they get to take their picture with me, and I get to hang it up on the wall, and they get a free cupcake. And so I think with my business, it's not all about the profit and the product. It's also about building the community and promoting excellence in kids. Like, I want to see kids do better and pay attention to class, and I think my simple small act as if just giving them a cupcake and taking a picture with them and letting them know that they are great, that can promote excellence. And after all, the kids of today is our future, and I think we just got to do our best to mold them, and I think that's what separates me from other people. I don't care. I care, but I'm really focused on the kids and promoting them rather than just my business.
Yeah, and that's always important. Mentorship is something that gets brought up a lot during plugged-in shows, so that's always important to mold children to know that there's more for them.
Right.
What are some of your future goals and aspirations for your business, like some nearsighted goals that you have?
A future goal is to eventually have my own shop, and not just in the urban food market, just my own shop by myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a future goal that I'm trying to reach.
Okay, and if you could give someone one piece of advice, if they wanted to start their own maybe food business, what would it be and why?
My advice would be, if you got a passion for it, go for it. Don't let anyone stop you. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not great. And always work on perfecting whatever craft that you have. Never stop. Never give up. Because sooner or later, your breakthrough is going to come. I can even tell you a story. The couple of days before I got the opportunity to go to the urban food market, all of my stuff got stolen out of my car, like everything that I own, like book bag, money, cards, anything you can imagine, laptop, everything. And so how I feel is that you have to fall before you can get up. And failure is not the end, it's the beginning. So once I fell and lost everything, that's when I start to gain more. So my advice is, if you got failure in your face, just know your breakthrough about to come.
Well, I'm so sorry that happened. That being said, if you had a chance to start your career over again, what would you do differently? If you would do anything differently?
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Yeah.
Everything that's happening so far is necessary. So
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, everything has its reason. So I wouldn't change anything at all.
Agreed. And what would you say are the top 3 skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
Top 3 skills.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be flexible, a hard worker, and you have to be driven.
Okay.
Those are the things.
Okay, and how long do you normally stick to an idea before giving up, before saying, well, this doesn't work?
I never had an idea that I gave up on. If it doesn't work, I research. I figure out, okay, what do I need to do to make this idea work? I research, I talk to people, I go out, get other suggestions, and I don't change my idea, but I mold it to where it can work. So that goes back to the original thing, never give up, never say no on you.
Okay, and how would you define success? How would you say you would look back and say, I'm officially successful now?
Success is a personal personal measure. And can I say I'm successful right now? I can't say that because I haven't gotten to the point where I want to be. So, but I define success as me reaching as many people that I can and inspiring other people to believe in their passion also. So once I get multiple people and hear success stories, that's when I know I made it.
Okay, and what is your favorite aspect of being an entrepreneur?
My favorite aspect is being able to be my own boss and being able to give opportunities to kids to have their first job, per se, because sometimes kids can't get hired at other jobs like Walmart or something. So they give the kids a chance to be hands-on and have their own job. And so that's my favorite part.
Okay, and who has been your biggest inspiration for everything that you do?
My biggest inspiration for everything that I do, well, of course, God is my biggest inspiration, my mother, and my family. Like, I see that they go hard in what they do, so that inspires me to go hard also.
Okay, and how do you prevent mistakes or do damage control if those mistakes happen?
How do I prevent mistakes? I see where I went wrong, and just like retracing, I go back and fix it immediately. Any way that I can, I fix it. And if it can't be fixed, I just deal with what has taken place.
Okay, and what sacrifices have you had to make to be a successful entrepreneur?
Some of the sacrifices I made is not, like, kids my age to still go out and still party and stuff. I don't. Because I believe your focus can't be in too many places. And so that's one thing that I did have to give up is partying and doing things of that nature. I couldn't do that anymore. I had to start focusing on one thing. Like the African proverb, you can't chase two hares at one time. So I just started focusing on one thing, and it's becoming what it is.
Okay, and what are some future projects, and how can we stay in touch with you to support you through those projects?
Future projects, currently, I don't have any future projects because I'm just starting out at the Urban Food Market. But you can always follow me on Instagram at whatkind_inc, and follow me on Facebook at Stone Franklin, and inbox me anytime or DM me anytime.
Okay. And do you make, like, cupcakes for catering services? Like,
yes.
Say I'm having, like, a birthday party. Would you make, a 200 cupcakes for a party?
Yes, I make cupcakes for baby. The most I ever done was baby showers. I have a lot of baby showers, but I never done a birthday. And I'm just waiting for somebody to ask me to do a birthday. So, yeah, I do everything, baby showers, birthdays, even weddings, everything. So I'm just waiting for a birthday.
Okay. Okay, and did you give everyone your Facebook and Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Stone Franklin on Facebook, and my Instagram is whatkind_inc.
Okay. And thank you so much for being on the show and speaking with us about your entrepreneurial endeavors.
Thank you for having me.
And no problem. And always remember that you will become successful, you are intelligent, and you will rise above. Thank you for listening to Plugged In with Chelsea Francois.
never.